Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Unprecedented, high drama, or bodes well for democracy. Just some of the descriptions of the decision to postpone the 2025 budget. It has never happened before, and the rand certainly dipped from 1838 at one point yesterday morning, went to 1858 against the dollar, but came back later in the day, trading this morning at 1852 to the dollar, 1933 to the euro, 23.33 to sterling. The dollar itself has also firmed to 104 against the euro. South African government bonds also weakened, with the yield on the 10-year going up 35 basis points, but again coming back overnight to trade at 10.58% this morning. As I'm sure you know by now, the postponement was sparked by a rift in cabinet over a 2% VAT increase. A 2% VAT hike is a clear indication of the government's desperate need for extra cash. But if not from VAT, then where will the extra come from? Briefing the media after the announcement, Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana made it clear that he thinks our corporate tax rate is already too high, making us uncompetitive, which leaves personal taxes, with a small number of taxpayers already shouldering a huge burden. So perhaps some dramatic cost-cutting in government itself. Well, we'll find out on March the 12th. That's the new date for Budget 2025, assuming everyone agrees by then on its contents. And one correction, we reported earlier this week that SARS head Edward Kiesewetter had said taxes should not go up, and rather focus on collecting what was owed. Well, Minister Godongwana at the same briefing said Kiesewetter had told him that was a remark he'd made at an event 3 weeks ago and had been quoted out of context. And something adding pressure on government's need for revenue, the 5.5% wage deal for the country's 1.3 million public servants. It has now been signed. It's a 3-year deal, and 5.5% is, of course, well above inflation. How that's justified in the present circumstances is anybody's guess. Years 2 and 3 increases linked to CPI, and hence the need for the early retirement plan for civil servants. JSE also dipped, with the all-share closing down 0.8%. Ditto the top 40, while in London the FTSE was down 0.6%. New York, the S&P 500 hit another record high, up 0.25%. The Dow up slightly less, the Nasdaq ending flat. Tokyo right now down 1.5%, Hong Kong down 1.7%, Sydney down 1.4%. Gold at 2,942, touching a record high there. Platinum at 977, Bitcoin 97,100, and Brent crude oil just under $76 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.